So, Linda, are you ready?
I'm Linda. I'm an environmental activist, but I think the more I delve into the world of environmentalism, I'm realizing that, you know, we do so much more than that. It's coming to realize that profound societal change is what's going to resolve the environmental crisis and a lot of other crises that are ailing us as a society. So I'm certainly a fan of the idea of a progressive movement, because the world's not going to change unless we have that kind of a collaborative effort for change. But I would extend the call even further. I think we're talking here tonight, we need to talk about bringing progressive social movements together, but when we do that, we talk about the kind of strategy that we embrace to make that happen. We can't forget about the big wide world that's out there. So I think we need to avoid the mistake of bringing ourselves together but forgetting about how we go out there into that world and face-to-face with a lot of the people out there who maybe don't agree with the broader vision for change that we'll all come together, I hope, and build as we move forward. And that's something I struggle with a lot. How do you get out there and make that change happen in the world? How do you convince all the people out there that there are crises that we're struggling with that we can turn into something amazing if we make the right kinds of commitments and changes? It's not an easy thing. So I just wanted to talk about some of the challenges that I see that we're going to face, that, you know, going down that road of trying to build a collective progressive movement. One is what I call the danger of dogma, and a lot of others who've spoken already have talked about this. That whole notion of embracing diversity means embracing diversity. We can't expect to come together as a movement, but hold on to some of our deep-seated ideologies. We've got to open the door to other perspectives and other views of the world and figure out how we fit the right pieces together to get ourselves to where we need to go. And I think there's also the challenge of change itself, and we always struggle with this within the environmental community. How do we get out there and change the world? We have a lot of debates on different issues about, do you go out there and tell people that the sky is falling, or, you know, do you go out there and encourage people to take small baby steps and that's going to make a difference? How do you go out there and what kind of strategy do you embrace and implement out there? And I think that takes us right back to diversity, that you need a whole spectrum of approaches, and I think that's one thing that we've learned. There are times for a more radical sort of push for change, and other times when baby steps are what maybe make most sense. Or maybe it's a matter of just building a whole menu, a diverse menu of opportunities to get different people engaged, people who are out there in the world at different stages of their thinking on issues. And I know I've found that even within the activist networks that I work with, depending on how long you've been involved, I think what happens when you've been an activist for a long time, you can sort of look back and see in others, to some degree, a reflection of where maybe you were at when you first started to get involved in an issue. And so some of it is understanding that and supporting that and to some degree allowing people to go through what they need to go through to move on to the next phase in their efforts. And then there's the whole issue of integrating issues. How are we going to bring the pieces together? We all bring wonderful perspectives on a whole range of issues to the table, and how do we weave it all together into a progressive movement? And I think that's going to be a challenge, but at the same time I'm really hopeful on that front. I think we're all here tonight because we all sense in our guts that something's happening out there in the world. And part of it is we're surrounded by crisis, economic crisis, you know, climate change crisis, the threat of peak oil, and the profound kind of impact it's going to have on society as we know it. All of these things coming down at us. But at the same time, I don't know about the rest of you, but I have this sense in my gut that there's something else happening, and it's not... There's the crisis, but there's this window opening for profound transformative change to happen. And I think if we come together and grab onto that opportunity, amazing things can happen. Amazing things. And I feel that in my gut. And I guess I operate on instinct to some degree, and I'm sure a lot of the rest of you do as well in the work that you do. So I think now is the time. As Ines said, don't lose the opportunity. Don't wait till we have no other option. Start moving now, and then we'll get to someplace incredible. So what are some of the opportunities involved? I think I've already said embrace the crisis as an opportunity. Use that glass as half full rather than glass as half empty kind of approach. We're sitting in the thick of all of these crises. And the way I'm looking at it now is, heck, well, what choice do we have though to embrace transformative change? So how do we do it? How do we be creative and innovative? Let's celebrate the amazing opportunities that the crisis presents, that the multiple crises present. This is the fuel. These crises are the fuel that are really going to drive the rest of society to think about change. And it's clear, it's cooperation and building strong communities that's going to help us to set that new course. And I shudder to think, for instance, about where we might be heading if we try to patch together the same old kinds of approaches, especially when it comes to things like economic development. I'm really, listening to the news and scratching my head a lot about whether the solutions and the dollars that are being thrown at solutions are really the right thing from any perspective, economic, social, cultural, environmental. And I just wanted to, just to get you thinking, I read this the other day in some searching that I was doing for another little project I was working on. And it really struck me. It's a treaty on alternative economic models, and it was developed by the International Non-Governmental Organization Forum in Rio de Janeiro back in 1992. I keep going back and reading it because I think they really sort of captured the kind of thing we need to be thinking about, especially within the context of an economic crisis, where we might move forward as a progressive movement. And what they said is the fundamental purpose of economic organization is to provide for the basic needs of a community in terms of food, shelter, education, health, the enjoyment of culture, as opposed to a concentration on the generation of profit and on the growth of production for its own sake. So economic life must also be organized in such a way that it enhances rather than destroys the environment and safeguards natural resources for the use of future generations. So I keep reflecting on this alternative economic model, and I can't help but try to envision the kind of community that can achieve all of these things. And no doubt there are huge barriers to get us there. I mean, just think about tackling the issue of profit generations or growth production for its own sake. I mean, if we all walked out the door tonight and started yelling and screaming about those issues, I think we'd be hard-pressed to find. I hope that the audience will grow, but I still think it would be a challenge for us to go out there and do that sort of thing. I think there are signs of hope, and I think we need to grab onto those. And again, that's that whole idea of optimism. And I really appreciate the comments about the anti. We're always focused on anti, because I've been guilty of it. I mean, I think in the environmental community, we've been hugely guilty of focusing on the negative. But you're seeing these amazing movements emerge now that are pulling together threads. And one of them that I've seen, in Dundas, anyone from Dundas will know about Transition Town and the Transition Town movement. And I think those kinds of movements are movements we should look to because they're pulling the pieces together and they're thinking about visions for how we can move forward in a more progressive way. The relocalization movement and that principle, which is so important in Transition Town. So I guess I want to end by saying let's work for transformative change together as though our lives depended on it, because I think our lives do. I mean, I think if we don't take this opportunity now to turn crisis into opportunity, we're in big trouble. So, see, there you go again, focusing on negative. But I think it's hopeful. Grab onto it, let's go for it. So, thanks.